Good morning.
It is Saturday, April 20th. This is Be Present, Mornings with Mel. It's 4:20, y'all. Toke up. But not really. You don't have to. I'm just joking. Today is a day traditionally for celebrating that of weed use. Speaking of, if you go on the website Go Easy, you can get a nice little discount if you type in the code OMG, it's 420. The number is 420. OMG, it's 420. That's Go Easy. It's a female owned, beautiful company from Texas. They're amazing. But yeah, OMG, it's 420. You can get a little discount if you choose to celebrate today. Now, we need to move on to some bigger things because there's some more major things happening today than just a little bit of token. It is the Jupiter conjunction with Uranus. Uranus, and it's in Taurus. And so I can already hear you. What does that mean, Melissa? It means cool things, first of all. It's huge. This is one of the biggest astrological days in the entire year. It is a very, very powerful day. Now, with that being said, we move forward with caution. Yeah. The big thing about today is realizing your greatest wants and needs. It is a beautiful day for manifestation, which typically when you're still in Mercury in retrograde, you don't usually go for it, but today is the day we go for it. What I need you to do though is be specific. You gotta be specific. I highly recommend writing all the things down that you want, and more so about who the person you need to be to make those things happen. Yeah. Cause you can write down like, I don't know, you can write down, I want to make $100,000 this year. I want to buy a new house. I want to marry the love of my life, right? Like you have three major things right there. Instead of like just writing those down and just kind of throwing caution to the wind, it's more about, I want to put myself in a position where I'm making $100,000 a year. I want to be in a position where I am actively seeking my dream house. I want to be the person that will attract the love of my life, right? So it's a lot of the time, I think, when we get into manifesting, and again, I think that's a huge buzzword right now, and I think people use it a lot, but for the sake of a better word, because it's 7:30 in the morning and I haven't had my coffee, let's just go with manifesting. When you are creating this new reality for yourself, when you are bringing in all the new things that you want, all the things that you want to see, you know, if you're a social media person, you're like, I want to see this amount of followers. Well, what do you need to do to align with having that many followers? What aren't you doing? Maybe you're not posting this or that. Maybe you're not doing this or that. What would that version of yourself do to attract all of those things? And that's the best part of this. We are really like, this last couple weeks have really been about shedding the shit. I've known a few people who have ended relationships. I know people who have lost jobs or left jobs, different various things like that. And this is a new chapter that you are stepping into. There's a lot happening astrologically today, but this is the biggest thing because this particular Jupiter conjuncting Uranus with Taurus, this exact alignment hasn't happened since 1941. Now, this conjunction, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, happens every 14 years. But this in the sign of Taurus, which is specifically about like material goods, and we just literally got into Taurus season yesterday. This whole kit and caboodle is very rare. Like I said, hasn't happened since 1941. I think the thing with that is when you look at the year 1941, there was a lot of shit going on. It wasn't a great time. However, the actions and the things that happened in that time is what led to everything being okay and the end of the war not too far after that. So It is definitely a little bit of an earth-shattering time right now. I'm not by this whole, like, let me be very clear. It's not like you're going to write down, like, I have a million followers and tomorrow you wake up and you have a million followers. No, it might be a situation where, like, your account gets taken, you have to restart, and that new account gives you 100 followers, 100 million followers, right? So this isn't like you're going to wake up tomorrow and everything's different. It is, but it's not as instant gratification as our human minds would probably really like. So I do send caution just as far as, like, it's kind of a chaotic time. Do I recommend future planning on this? For sure. But I do say be very specific, very specific. And I would focus on things that you can control. Like, for example, I always use me as an example. I'm taking this next week off to really focus on my podcast. I really want to get some things nailed out so that when season 2 comes in a week, I feel a little bit more prepared. I'm not going to write down things that are like basic statistics on what I want to see from my podcast. I'm going to write down things that I know I'm in control of, that I am doing the prep work, that I'm doing the research, that I am having these things preloaded so that I am good. You know, like those little things. What does Melissa have to become? Who does Melissa have to be to have that successful podcast, right? Not that it isn't already successful because of all of you guys. I love you guys, but we can always amplify. So it is very much, what can you do? What is in your control? And don't be afraid of that. The moon is also moving into Libra today, which is really cool. It's going to be very beautiful. It kind of keeps you open-minded. A big thing I do recommend with this day because, and I know I started all by saying like, happy 420. As far as like substances go, there might be a call to really indulge, and it's a lot better to express yourself in other ways today. So, get creative, paint, you know, play music, do whatever you need to do there. I'm not saying don't, you know, engage in like, you know, have a beer here or there, but don't have a 24 pack. Today's not the day. It is a really exciting time though. It's a very creative time. And as far as today goes, it's how it's going to affect you will be individual based on your particular birth chart. And I don't like to usually get into specifics because I think that everybody has a different kind of system with it. But there are, Leo, oh goodness, Leo, Aquarius, oh my gosh, I'm using my brain too hard, Scorpio and Taurus. Oh my gosh, yes. Those are the four that are going to be the most affected by this. So if you have any placements in your birth chart of Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, or Scorpio, you will have some major changes. You'll have some big things going on. And I just say here, just be here to embrace it. Just be here to embrace it. It may not always look how we think it's going to, but that's okay. Just dive into it. Dive into it, embrace it, and don't fight it. Just roll with the punches. Remember, the trash takes itself out sometimes. You don't want to bring it back in whatever way that may be. But yeah, today is a beautiful day. It's a very lucky day. It's a very cosmically stunning day. So just go out there, give it your best go. Focus on what you want to bring into your life and not what you're leaving out of your life. Also, big thing there. Because I think a lot of times when we start manifesting, you can kind of, like, I always think of drinking as the best example. So like if you're manifesting a more sober lifestyle, instead of being like, drink less, it's like, celebrate in different ways, right? I know it's very small verbiage, but it just makes a difference, because by saying no drinking or no this or no that, you're negating in your life. And your mind doesn't always understand that, right? We don't always, the subconscious doesn't always get it. So instead, going in a more positive light of what are you embracing? I'm embracing more water. I'm embracing more juices, more seltzers, more this or that. Instead of being like, no more whiskey or whatever your drink of choice may be. That has helped me on my sober journey over the last year, and I cannot recommend it enough. Because nobody wants to be denied. A lot of times when we say no to ourselves and put that automatic no in there, it almost, we become like children. And it's like, well, you can't tell me what to do. It's like, well, no, but I'm just suggesting we do this. So embrace the positivity side of your manifestations and fucking dream big. Honestly, the sky's the limit. This sucker hasn't happened in a long time. So I really, really recommend just like get detailed. Draw out what your dream life would look like. Think of dream you. I saw one person who was talking about like giving yourself like a different name, like Melissa 2.0 or, you know, whatever it may be. And really painting that picture of what you want your ideal life to look like. What do you eat? Who do you hang out with? What do you wear? Where do you go? How do you spend your extra time? Focus on that, and the other details of things will fall into place. Instead of just focusing on the material aspect, really think about how we can transform our inner world to match our outer world. Because as always, if we focus on our own garden, you can guarantee you're going to get something to fruit. But if you're focused on everybody else's garden or the aesthetics of the garden, well, that doesn't do shit. So yeah, we're going to focus on it. We're going to hone in on it. I can't wait to see what you create, because it's going to be pretty amazing. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful day. Go out there and rock the world. Get it. Get crazy. Let's make some magic happen today, shall we, my friends? All right, we'll talk later. Bye.